Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today is the final Sunday of the church year, the last Sunday in the season of Pentecost, which the church calls Christ the King Sunday. And today's readings talk about kingship. The passage we heard from the book of Revelation says that Christ, quote, made us to be a kingdom, priests serving his God and Father. The Old Testament reading from the prophet Daniel speaks of the coming Messiah, saying, his dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not pass away, and his kingship is one that shall never be destroyed. And indeed, in today's gospel reading from John, Jesus himself implies that he's a king by saying, my kingdom is not from this world. So our readings from Holy Scripture this morning make clear that Christ is king, that Jesus, no one else, no thing else, is the Lord of our lives. But what's interesting about today's gospel passage is that Jesus doesn't lift up his kingship as the central message that he wants to convey. In fact, when Pilate asks him point blank, are you the king of the Jews? Jesus answers rather cryptically by saying, you say that I am king. I would love to know what was going through Pilate's mind at that very moment. He must have been very confused. But that rather opaque response from Jesus is followed by his announcement that he is about to speak some very important words. Jesus says, for this I was born, and for this I came into the world. Now at that point, Pilate and everyone else must have been on the edge of a seat. Jesus is about to state with clarity of purpose why it is that he came into this world in the first place. If we are looking for the core of today's message, if we are looking for the takeaway from today's gospel reading, Jesus tells us just where to look when he says, for this I was born, and for this I came into the world. What does he offer? Does he say, for this I was born, and for this I came into the world, that I should be king of Israel, and indeed Lord of all creation? No. He says, for this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Kingship that has no good purpose isn't worth the crown on its own head. Actually, it isn't worth a thing. In this country, we came to the conclusion a couple centuries back that having a king rule over us from the other side of the ocean was not only pointless, it was injurious to our people. So we told the British, you like him, you can keep him. George III of England understood very well that he was king, but he did not understand the truth of what real leadership is. A century later, our country had an elected president who did understand. Abraham Lincoln knew that real leadership is not about what it can bring to you, but about what you can bring to those you serve. And in Lincoln's case, that was preserving the unity of our country and bringing an end to slavery. Those of you who have seen the new Steven Spielberg movie starring Daniel Day-Lewis as Lincoln have seen in very dramatic fashion the president's commitment to enshrining the end of slavery in our Constitution. True leadership is servant leadership. Abraham Lincoln knew that, and of course, Jesus himself knew that. He preached it and he lived it. And both Jesus and Lincoln understood that servant leadership often comes at a very great cost. matters that Jesus is King, because it keeps us focused on Him and His role in our lives, both in this world and the next. But what matters just as much is what kind of king Jesus is. He wasn't a king like his ancestor, King David, wielding political and military power. Jesus is king because he shows us what true leadership is. When Jesus stood before the man who held his life in his hand, Jesus said, "For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth." With all that Christ taught about God's love for us and our need to love God and one another, with everyone he healed, with everyone he welcomed into his embrace, with his willingness to put his very life in jeopardy for those he loved, Jesus testified to the truth. And he continues to do so across the ages, speaking those truths to our hearts even today. In the verse following today's words about truth from Jesus, Pilate asks, "What is truth?" And Jesus doesn't answer him. Or at least, John's gospel doesn't record an answer. Perhaps Jesus doesn't answer him because Pilate was looking for some philosophical statement, and what Jesus had instead was a life and a public ministry of love and healing and challenge that Pilate was not open to hearing, sitting as he was in his position of great power. Or perhaps, just as likely, Jesus didn't answer Pilate's question because Pilate, like everyone, would see with his own eyes very soon what truth was, as Jesus would follow his own teaching right up the slope of Mount Calvary. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. Truth is not a philosophical statement. Truth is a life lived in love of and care for others. And because Jesus of Nazareth knew and taught and lived and died this truth, we call him King. Amen.